This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It can seem like pretty much everything is made in China these days. iPhones and Barbie dolls, shoes and zippers. And all that making and selling has created big cash reserves for Chinese companies. Of course, we know where there's cash, there are people looking to invest it. WNYC's Ilya Meritz takes a look at the growing market among Chinese investors for U.S. real estate.
This is the Osten. It's a $250 million condominium building now under construction on the Brooklyn waterfront. It covers a whole city block. The name Osten means east in Dutch, but the builder, Xinyuan, is Chinese. I got a tour from Robert Seta.
I'm one of the least important site supervisors, but I do know the whole thing. Please watch ahead.
When it's done, the building will include a lap pool, a daycare center, and landscaped roof decks. From the fourth floor, there are killer views of the Manhattan skyline.
This is the highest floor we can go on at this moment. Oh, wow. You're pouring about 14,000 square feet of concrete today.
And there are three more stories yet to be built. It'll be close to a year before this building is finished, but people are already buying apartments. Many of them, like Wenzhou Xia, are Chinese living in China. Xia is a mining executive in Hong Kong.
It's a one-bedroom I'm considering right now. It's 740 square feet.
Xia recently took time out from a business trip to ink the deal. He told me this idea of purchasing property that is literally on the other side of the globe, well, it may seem far-fetched to Americans, but among high-earning Chinese, foreign property is considered to be one part of a balanced portfolio.
So this is like, you know, a small piece of diversification for us, right?
To be clear, Xia has no plans to live in this apartment. He expects to collect a $3,000 rent check every month.
I think that's going to be able to most likely cover my mortgage after the initial down payment. There shouldn't be any cash outlay from me.
And in a few years, when he wants to sell, he's confident he'll make a tidy profit. China watchers say these may just be the first drops in a heavy rain of Chinese money that's beginning to fall on big world cities like New York. Here's China's leader, Xi Jinping, addressing world leaders and CEOs at a summit last November. Joel Rothstein listened closely. He's with the international law firm Paul Hastings, working on big deals between Western and Chinese companies.
He basically pointed out that over the next 10 years, the amount of outbound investment from China to the world is going to be over $1.25 trillion U.S. dollars.
Here's why. For years, China had strict capital controls, meaning it was difficult to get legal clearance to move money out of the country. But in 2013 and 2014, Beijing loosened those rules. So now?
We're basically at a place now in the market that anytime there's a major prime asset that's going to go up for sale in New York and London or Paris,
it's going to be shown to investors in China.
So that means that there's this whole group of new competitors and also potential purchasers for real estates around the globe.
Last October, Hilton Hotels agreed to sell the Waldorf Astoria for almost $2 billion to a company with no history in New York, China's Anbang Insurance. Across the river in Brooklyn, the Osten is thought to be the first major construction project by a Chinese company without a local partner. It's unlikely to be the last. Xinyuan says it's actively scouting new opportunities to develop property in America. In New York, I'm Ilya Meritz for Marketplace.